Why is Medicare reform needed, and how can it benefit physicians and address health equity? Well, in my opinion, Medicare, as most of you may or may not know, there's one pot of money that is spread across both physicians, hospitals, drug, pharmaceuticals in order to pay for Medicare population. And that has not been really addressed in over 20 years. And in fact, a lot of physicians haven't even gotten inflated adjustment payments during that time frame as well. So what ends up happening is that when certain codes get revalued, much like the E&M codes just recently were revalued, then every other physician who does not perform that particular case is negatively impacted. So we have inflation, we have rising costs, and we have a critical issue whereby we're not having enough physicians cover rural and underprivileged areas. So if I'm a physician and I'm sitting there and I'm deciding if I want to take Medicare patients or not, you know, the pending cuts and the fact that there haven't been inflated adjustment for so many years is making that decision more and more difficult, especially as fuel prices are going up, employee costs are going up. And if I'm an independent physician or I'm a private physician practicing, my opportunity costs for covering a hospital in a rural area are seriously challenged by not having appropriate compensation from Medicare. So this is in combination with a variety of different issues. I mentioned inflation, but we also have pending 4% cut for PAYGO, which would be for all government services, including physicians. So on top of that, we also have SGR, which will also further put pressure on reimbursement for physicians across the board. So what can be done? Unfortunately, CMS's hands are tied. So I know a lot of people commented on the Medicare proposed fee schedule, but the reality of it is that there needs to be legislative action in order to move this in the right direction. Fortunately, there was a bill introduced. It's HR 8800. It's a bipartisan bill sponsored by Representatives Barra and Bouchon. And right now, I believe that there's about 49 other representatives who have signed onto this bill in support of it. But what it will do is it'll essentially help the impact of these cuts by reestablishing a 4.42% increase into the conversion factor, which will help physicians across the board. Again, that doesn't address the PAYGO or any of the SGR issues that are pending as well, but it is a step in the right direction in terms of trying to eliminate this very significant blow for reimbursement issues across the board. If you were interested in joining the thousands that have helped us in pushing forward this message to elected officials, I encourage you to text ZOTEC, that's Z-O-T-E-C, to the number 52886. That will give you the opportunity to sign on for this issue as well as all the other issues that we believe are negatively impacting physicians across the country and therefore impacting the possibility of having health equity concerns be adequately addressed.